This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Now, next on the programme. Oh, here's one I want to talk to you about. This is from a lady called Heather. She sent this in to us yesterday. And I'd love to get your thoughts on this. Here's what Heather wrote to us. Just wondering if there is any other parent in this situation. I've two children aged 6 and 10. Over the past 3 months, while they were off school, they were using their iPads a lot more than usual. There was nothing else for them to do. Now I'm worried that they've become too dependent on them. When I try to limit their usage for 90 minutes a day, they both go mad when I take the iPads away from them. My husband doesn't see the problem and thinks that them using iPads is actually good for them. I was reading some parent sites and they were all saying that screen time is bad for kids. I don't know whether I'm doing the right thing or the wrong thing. Any advice would be helpful. And that's from a lady called Heather. And it's a topic that we rarely hear being discussed. If you are the parent of any child from 2 to 15, this is an ongoing issue in your house. And it's a dilemma that many of you faced or are facing. How much screen time should you allow your young children to have? And by screen time, we mean time spent looking at an iPad or a mobile phone or whatever. Now, many parents have a tendency to just hand their kids the iPad for a bit of peace and let them spend hours on it. But do you think kids are being given too much screen time? How do you control screen time with your children? And does it do any harm? Maybe you don't see what the harm is. It's just a modern way of doing things for kids. Call me now on 6797981. You can text, you can WhatsApp, or you can send a WhatsApp voice note to 0877 98 98 98. 0877 98 98 98. And I want you to text or WhatsApp me the answer to this question. If you've children aged between 2 and 15, how many hours a day screen time are they allowed to have? That's what I want to find out. Managing a child's screen time is very challenging for a lot of families. Your child is never too young, we're told by experts, to have a screen time plan. So how do you deal with it? And as I said, Heather has been in touch. She doesn't know what to do because during the lockdown period, the kids were using it a lot more because there was not much else to do. And now she can't get them away from it. Vicky, you're on 98FM. How are you, Vicky?
Hi, Adrian. How are you?
I'm good, thanks, Vicky. How do you control screen time?
Oh, you know, it is hard. Like, I mean, you have your good days and your bad days. But we find what our kids, my kids are 6.5 and 9.5. So, sorry, 7.5 and 9.5.
Okay.
And we find we use Google Family. And what it does is we have access to both of their tablets. So each tablet has a different logon. So my husband can control everything that they download. We can see everything that they view. So if there's something that we don't think that they should be having, we can restrict it. We can remove it. And also all games have to be approved by us before they can download them.
Oh, right. Okay. Very good. Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's really, really handy. No,
I'd never even heard of it. I'm just looking at it now.
My husband's in IT, so he's big into all of this. So we're big into kind of keeping our kids active. And I know during lockdown, look, we were all guilty of letting our kids have a little bit more screen time than normal.
But yeah, and that's exactly what this lady Heather said.
But now she's trying to
pull it back, and it's very difficult.
Well, we kind of kept some restrictions on it all the way through lockdown. So my kids get 2 hours a day. And after 2 hours, their tablet logs off and it says, your time has been restricted. Or if it's bedtime, it'll say it's bedtime and it's time to go to bed.
Oh, really? You know, it does all that for you?
Yeah. If it's 8 o'clock or so and we have 8 o'clock as their cutoff time, it'll tell them it's bedtime. It's time to log off.
And it's actually
really good.
That's very clever, actually. So this is
Google
Family does all that for you?
Does all of it. It's all controlled by my husband's phone. So my husband, when he goes into the office the odd day here and there for work, you know, I have to ring him and say, oh, you know, my son is looking for more screen time. Can you give him an hour? You know, and it all has to be kind of done through him.
Oh, right.
So we find that helps us. You know, the kids know where they stand. And if they've been good and if they've got out and did a big walk, well, then we say, right, well, your reward will be, we'll give you an extra 30 minutes screen time this evening.
Okay, you know, so you control their screen time to 2 hours a day, and it's controlled by the Google Family app and whatever, which is very clever, it has to be said. So is that, that's certainly the recommendation from the experts, no more than 2 hours a day. How would you suggest that Heather go about getting them back to 2 hours a day?
Well, it all depends on much how long she's allowing them to have it. You know, obviously I found the days, you know, my son just recently kind of got into playing Fortnite, and we find it difficult when he wants to play Fortnite with his friends, but then he also wants his screen time. So we kind of say to him, well, you have to choose, which one would you prefer? Would you prefer to be on Fortnite with your friends for the 2 hours, or would you prefer to be sitting on your tablet by yourself? So we let him make that decision himself. Right. I mean, 9.5.
But it's still the 2 hours,
He still gets the 2 hours. Now, he will get a little bit more time, but he has to earn it. And I know some parents aren't maybe as strict as we are. We're big into being active and keeping our kids active and healthy. And, you know, it's not my son. We notice when he spends too much time on it, he becomes very different. His personality changes. He becomes very aggressive and, you know, gets really agitated. Mm. So it doesn't benefit him. So we kept restrictions in place pretty much all during lockdown, with the odd day here and there where we allowed them a little bit more time if the weather was crap and we couldn't get out for a walk.
Yeah, which is
so
fair enough.
I guess it's probably letting them know that things are going to change and say, right, here's how it's going to happen. Put in this app onto their tablets and say, you're going to have 2 hours a day, and let them have their 2 hours, and they know where they stand with their 2 hours.
But
and
no then more than that, yeah.
And no more than that. And tell them that, look, if you help with some chores around the house, or we get out for a walk, and if you do something good, well, then you might get a reward and extra screen time. It's hard. Like, I mean, they're all fed up.
Yeah, and
being in the house.
That's exactly the point that she in her message, she said she tries to limit it to 90 minutes, but they go insane when she tries to take the iPads away from them. And I know it's very difficult. Ray sent me this WhatsApp voice note.
Adrian, the very lazy way of parenting, just giving a kid a tablet for the whole day. Well, don't get me wrong, my kid has a tablet, but I let him go on it for an hour or two max, and then I'll have him out. Especially young kids, they need to be outside if it's not raining or if it's a nice day. Brought down somewhere like the Ducks or Park or something. I have a four-year-old child, and I get him out as much as I can. I let him watch his tablet just before he goes to bed, just to tire him out then. But anybody that gives their kids a tablet for the whole day just to get them off their back, it's just a lazy parent.
Okay, lazy parent. Easy to say. No, I would agree with you, Ray, if you're talking about all day. Yes, that is very lazy parenting. Not many parents give their kids an iPad for the whole day. Robert, how old are your kids, firstly?
Hi, Adrian. 11 and 14.
11 and 14, okay. So they're right at that age group that they want to be using tablets and whatever. How many hours do you allow them?
Well, at the moment, 4 hours a day, 2 hours in the morning and 2 hours in the evening. I have my modem set up that disconnects internet for their devices outside those hours. So they have from 9 to 11 in the morning and from 8 to 10 at night. So
okay, and there's no way of getting around that because of the way you have your modem set up?
Exactly, yes. So what you do is, you can actually go into, it's an online setting. You can go into your modem settings, and from there you can restrict any device, or you can allow just certain devices in the house to connect to the internet at all the time, and everything else restrict to certain hours.
Okay, so they know, say 9 to 11 in the morning, they know come 11 o'clock it's all over.
That's it, yeah. The good idea about this, the best part about this was that this way they don't lazy around in the bed too long. So, because they don't want to lose their screen time either. So they would be up at around 8:30 the latest, brush their teeth, have their breakfast. At 9 o'clock, they're on their devices. Come 11 o'clock, no more internet. They have to go outside or do other chores, or do other things. And then in the evening, 10 o'clock, when the internet switches off for them, they have 30 minutes to get ready for bed, and then at 10:30 they're in bed. So this way they have their sleep time, and they still get used to the fact to wake up early in the morning. So when school restarts again, it won't be that I'm going to have trouble waking them at 8 o'clock or
okay,
something.
Okay, and when school starts again, hopefully in late August, September, will you also restrict their screen time?
I will restrict it back to 1 hour a day. During school, we had it 1 hour a day before the pandemic. But after that, because they weren't going to school, I gave them 3 hours a day because they weren't going to school. They were just doing their homework and they weren't allowed outside either. So I increased it to 3 hours, and after that I increased it to 4 hours, two and two. So
okay, but that's just at the moment. But the point being that the way you have it set up, they know they can use it from 9 to 11, and then in the evening. But that's it.
That's it, yeah. And during school, when they're going back to school, they're allowed to use it from 8 to 9 in the evening, and that's it. Nothing else.
All right, stay there for 1 second. Steph sent me this WhatsApp voice note.
Hi, my 11-year-old would spend from 3 to 5 hours a day on his Xbox or his computer or just watching YouTube all day long. He talks to all his friends. I have it all monitored and everything he does, and I check it at the end of the day.
Seems like an awful lot, Steph. 5 hours plus a day. Well, I know, but I know with me, my eyes be bloodshot by the end of that day. Anyway, Kevin, you're on 98FM. How are you, Kevin?
Good, Adrian, and you?
How do you restrict screen time?
Okay, I can't do it because I'm still based in Dublin because I haven't moved back to where I am. And the mother got hospitalised on Wednesday, so she's fine. But yeah, it's their mother is basically controlling it, but see, I've got twins, so but one's very extrovert and one's more of an introvert. And the one of the girls, she'd be more prone to, she's happy in her own skin using the iPad. So, but it'd be more nighttime when it's kind of like bedtime that she'd be using it, but she would use it on a regular basis during the day, I suppose, as well.
Now, I was reading a report earlier on, and the worst time for kids to be using screens is nighttime. And in fact, it recommends that turn off screens and remove them from bedrooms between 30 minutes and an hour before bedtime.
I'm sure that happens. But I'm just saying, I'm just making the point that, like, one is more addicted to the iPad technology than the other. But it's difficult. The kids have suffered so much, so it's a catch 22, you know, especially the situation I'm in. So I can't really make a judgment on decisions made. But you know, as I'm saying, like, kids have suffered a lot, and if it gives everybody kind of, I'm not doing the lazy parenting thing. It's far from it. Things will go back to normal with every child's routine, and if that makes everything a little bit easier for everybody, then I don't see the harm.
Okay, let's read out the recommendations, and this is for Heather as well. Here's what they say. These are the experts, whoever they are. Until 18 months of age, limit screen use to video chatting along with an adult. Fair enough. Between 18 and 24 months, screen time should be limited to watching educational programming with a caregiver. Children from 2 to 5, limit non-educational screen time to about 1 hour per weekday and 3 hours on the weekend days. For ages 6 and older, encourage healthy habits and limit activities that include screens. Oh, right, so take them away from the screens. Turn off all screens during family meals and outings. Learn about and use parental controls. And avoid using screens as pacifiers, babysitters, or to stop tantrums. And finally, it says, turn off screens and remove them from bedrooms 30 to 60 minutes before bedtime. David sent me this WhatsApp voice note.
Hey, lads, I'm just in work there. I can't come on. But on the kids there with their tabs and, you know, on the PlayStation stuff, I have a nearly 10-year-old and a just turned 7-year-old. And basically, they're limited to kind of an hour and a half each day, because I find that if you let them on it anymore, really, they just throw a wobbler and their behaviour is just through the roof. Like, they turn really bold, literally. But, you know, you have to kind of be firm with them. the odd time, you know, it depending on behaviour, I might give them an extra half an hour, you know, that way. But like it'll be drawn at 2 hours, to be nothing more than 2 hours. But I find that if they start getting cheeky, like how do you kind of control them after it? Like, well, the way we do it is we say to them, look, if you keep it up, you won't be getting it tomorrow. It's as simple as that. And then you follow through with it. You do that for a couple of times and they'll soon get the idea. Like, you know, if they're on it for an hour and a half, and you know, and you take them off and they start going mad and they start being cheeky and bold and getting cheeky with you and answering you back and all, it's like, right, well, here's your final warning now. If you keep it up, you'll lose it tomorrow. And if they do keep it up, then tomorrow you lose it, because they'll get up the next day and they'll be looking to play it, and you say, no, I don't think so, like, it's not going to happen, not for your behaviour yesterday. And they'll soon find out. Like, you have to take a firm kind of stance with the kids. That's kind of, I find, what kind of works for me anyway. Cheers, Mike.
All right, David, thank you. And one final message from Sonia. We, you know, we're quick to judge people for being lazy parents. But this is what she said. Thanks for covering this. We're trying to handle this in our house correctly. My partner is in construction, so he's out of the house, and I'm working from home, so I've no choice sometimes when I have to go on to meetings or make deadlines. It's currently a nightmare. And it sounds like a nightmare, it has to be said.
This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.